Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 173. Joining me tonight is...
Zombie Josh.
Yay! Josh is back. And...
Dave.
Pat.
Adam.
Oh, Adam's here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, he's got your food.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you have to eat it.
I have to eat between comments.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hot's the problem, not the fact that anybody spit in it.
I'm impressed with the Bobby Brown lyrics, though.
Like that?
Yeah.
I can keep going if you want, but it's a podcast.
Wow.
So. It's your prerogative.
Welcome back, Josh.
I was trying to think of that.
What?
So, again, I have a hockey game coming up tonight, so this will be another abbreviated
one. I didn't know you were playing.
I'm not playing, but my team is still alive and actually in the Stanley Cup Finals. So.
Go Tampa. Underdogs.
It's going to be a very short podcast. You want to go see the dance recital? You can go.
I already missed it now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Rubbing it in.
She can tell her therapist about it later.
There you go.
On.
Oh, yes, absolutely she will. Josh, you would rather go to the podcast. Then. Nice. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You shaved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pat, do you have any news?
Not much, but I got a few things. So, Chrononauts and Starlight are the next two projects from Mark Millar to be on the big screen.
Mark Millar is...
He's everywhere.
He's out of his comics. Oh, what?
What did this happen?
But,
Madness.
I think Chrononauts
That has a lot of potential.
Yeah, that really does.
I haven't read Starlight, but yeah, Chrononauts could be a movie.
So you don't listen to me chewing,
yeah.
Sorry.
I'm excited to see how that's going to end here, and it's got the one issue left.
Next week.
Oh, is it next week? Okay.
I'm going to ask you guys about this. The things they're doing in the past, is it affecting the future at all?
It doesn't seem like it is.
Because okay. They don't seem to really...
I don't see why they have a problem.
Even the recovery team doesn't seem to really care about...
Yeah, collateral damage doesn't really matter to them.
I don't really understand why they're upset, though. Why are they sending somebody after them if they're not destroying time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
they
just want their
divergent timelines that are being stretched. Maybe
it could be. Well, no, but there has to be something going on because they're rich in you know as they go forward in time. Yeah. So obviously they can use their knowledge of the future. You know, like bet on the right stocks.
Although I guess
and
maybe it is affecting. Maybe they just don't care because all we've seen is inside this bunker. But you think even that situation would have changed?
Maybe that's what the last issue will be. We'll touch
you think that's the first thing they would have done was change something so the bunker doesn't exist?
But then they don't go back in time.
But they can screw themselves over. That's I don't think they're
paradox.
Really thinking of this, though. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, but if they just indiscriminately kill people, that might be somebody's, you know, great-great-great-great-grandfather or something like that, and then,
that's
one of their teammates just all of a sudden disappears.
This is why you need the Doc Brown theory. Doc Brown theory works because it creates
a divergent timeline.
Parallel timeline.
Yeah.
So you don't end up screwing yourself.
Your timeline.
Yeah, geez, Mark Millar.
It's like when you have when you have two teams of X-Men.
Yeah. That doesn't
No one would do that. That's the stupidest idea.
That's a dumb idea, Colin.
Why would you want two teams? What's next? Bringing the old ones in the future?
Yeah.
I flipped the new... The last all-new X-Men came out this week, and so I flipped to the end just to see if it said the end. It says to be concluded in Uncanny X-Men 600. I'm like, oh, yeah, in November. Great.
Okay.
Everybody's going to remember exactly what happened in this issue.
Well,
first day of
June. Even with Uncanny X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Why is the reason for that getting pushed back so
Why
far?
Is all new ending in Uncanny, though? That doesn't make sense either.
The only thing I could think of was how it just kind of ended with them saying, well, you know, we can choose not to be X-Men. So maybe that's how it ends?
I don't know.
Where the
future... I like how that you're like, I don't know.
No, it just seemed really, like, they just introduced those Utopians and stuff at the end of 40, and then, oh, yeah, oh, here we go. Oh, and yeah, it's going to end in 6 months in a different book and whatever. No, I don't think there's a reason why it's taking that long, other than they want it to, I don't know, unless they want to tie in with the end of Secret Wars so that they can come out with a new number one the next week or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
What can you do?
Yeah. next was they announced that James Wan, who's the guy that does the Fast and Furious movies, is going to direct the Aquaman movie.
It's different?
Yeah, that's...
Is it James Lynn?
Or maybe it is James Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was rumored to do the new...
And he's doing Robotech, and he's doing Aquaman.
Is he doing
Aquaman.
Star Trek 3 also?
That I don't know. But the ones that they said today were...
It was a while back, then they announced.
Was Robotech...
I think he's doing that. Because I remember hearing it thinking,
next week on Pat's News.
Yeah. I don't want him to do the Star Trek movie.
That puts a lot of pressure on you. You have to go look it up.
Nah, not really.
Google.
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
Next week.
And the only other thing I got, because I didn't see a whole lot of news, was the guy that was playing Lucius Fox on Gotham has been promoted to being a regular on the cast.
Oh, so, that's who it was. Okay.
So we'll be seeing more of him.
I saw somebody was promoted, but the name didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I had to look it up to find out who he was. He was Lucius Fox, which, without a time jump, he's still a kid. I mean, how much interaction is he really going to have with the board and all that?
That's my problem with it. Like, I think him being a kid, I think they should have jumped in Justin time a little
Lin.
Bit.
Okay, Justin Lin.
I mean, I know we talk about that I'm way a lot off. With Gotham, but... And who wasn't he really expecting that character wasn't going to be a regular, though, if you think about it? Because it seemed like by the end, they introduce him and that. Like, was he just going to show up and be like, Mr. Wayne, here's the door?
Finally,
and then he leaves Lucius Fox's
role. I finally watched that episode... 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. You guys all love it. I didn't really love it. I don't love that Thomas Wayne had
a
Batcave or something to that
effect.
I
didn't like the idea of the Batcave.
Well, but I liked... See, when they did that in Batman Begins, you know, it was your great-grandfather built this and he was using it for part of the Underground Railroad. Yeah. That made sense, and that could be the case where it was just it.
But it wasn't like this whole
years.
Covert system where a remote control was hidden in a book and
it was a little
music
secretive about what.
Yeah,
his father
it was very much.
Which
like,
I wonder if they're going to introduce the Court of Owls onto the show, which I would like that. I think they would fit in like a past.
Yeah, I don't want to see Talon or anything, but
nah,
I would like to see.
I
want to
see the court be something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and the nice thing about that is it's not really explored too much in a comic book, so you can do. A lot of different things within
some stuff with it, yeah, and they're so part of the past that it kind of makes sense that they would exist.
And
yeah.
Do we think that Barbara is pregnant already? Because I can't see how.
I'm not sure what they're doing with that character at all. To tell you the truth,
she say she's pregnant on the show?
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, maybe I'm missing that.
I just don't. I don't get her character. I really don't. First, she's.
I don't get her character, but what I really don't get is, like, I understand, you know, suspending disbelief, but, and I know this has been a month since this came out, but the whole idea of, all right, Dr. Tompkins, you are now the medical examiner for the police, but you're also going to be doing the checkups for, you know, Barbara Keene.
Yeah.
And when she says she needs to see a, you know, trauma specialist, you're going to do that as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, that's your boyfriend.
Just due to the familiarity.
But she shouldn't have ever been the one that was clearing her in the first place.
Yeah, but with Jim being her ex-boyfriend and Leslie Tompkins' current boyfriend, there seems to be a line there that shouldn't have been crossed.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I thought it was great. I really liked what I heard on another podcast where they said the writers kind of didn't know what to do with the last half of the season. Yeah. Kind of like they had the first half all planned out, and then the second half just went, winging
it.
They
said they didn't know if they were going to last that long.
Yeah.
Because why did they bring back Fish only to kill her at the end? Because I didn't think she died at the end, but somebody said that Jada Pinkett Smith said she's done.
Yeah, she did.
So that didn't make any sense.
Well, I don't get how she got back.
Because she could just be saying that. Until contract stuff is done.
That could be too.
Yeah.
But I don't get how she got back. She got shot while flying a helicopter and you know, somehow landed safely, although she came
across the Delaware.
Yeah, exactly. Defeated the Hessians. She was an amazing general. I mean,
got Selena Kyle a hairdo.
Yeah.
That was weird. That whole Selina Kyle thing was weird.
But I did so just stupid. Like them finding the Batcave at the end. I thought that was kind of a neat little tease for the next season.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think I would have liked it if it was, like, we just found this secret door that is old and kind of dilapidated or whatever, but he may have been using it for something, but when the whole system was in place, so I was like, they're going to make this like it's an actual Batcave or something without the bat stuff. And that's
his computer's already down there. He's good. He's all
set. Maybe it's his panic room or something.
There's a bat costume down there.
It's the writer's panic room. Yet I keep watching it, so I'm the stupid one here, so I complain about it, yet it's on my DVR.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Go Tampa.
And that's a podcast.
That's my line.
Oh, sorry. Well, you didn't say
it. It's like
it.
If I take away Pat's news. I'm sorry.
I know you like Chicago, but I've just never been a Chicago fan.
You just don't like the city.
Okay.
The city itself. You're just like, too windy.
That's all I got.
It's a podcast.
Okay.
No,
that's not a podcast. Well, I did get everything done for San Diego. I got the package done. I was up till 3 a.m. printing. That was fun. But yeah, that got mailed. Pretty Everything's what? Mailed.
Just like this stuff for the pack inserts.
Yeah, you have to send a package of all your information and document everything. And it's very
just,
complicated.
Like, submit it digitally.
Yeah, they're old fashioned.
Yeah, no, they wanted that. But for the movie, it was just send them the link to YouTube where you upload it. So that worked out fine. I don't know. They still want a packet for the judges to sit there and go through. So whatever. But it's in. I booked my flight and my hotel, so it's all good. Going to San Diego, we'll see what happens. I have no expectations of winning, but it's pretty cool. Wow.
But if you do,
kind of depressed, I know.
I'll be really happy
with you.
No, I'm going to go by myself.
I don't want to go.
That's okay, good.
And he doesn't want to go with Adam.
No.
Twin bed, him and Adam.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's really a podcast. I'm done. This time.
Lines have been crossed.
Okay, so last week's books.
Pat's
I think
news has been canceled.
We got to talk about the big one.
Big book.
Yeah. Convergence 8.
Oh, that, yeah.
This changes everything. Yeah, but Josh didn't.
Oh. I don't think he read it.
I read it. I didn't love it.
You didn't love it? I liked the end.
You know what I think I didn't love about it is I felt like the whole stuff with showing the new 52 characters was just thrown in there for the sake of throwing it in there. Like, I felt like it had no reason to be in there except for some cheap dramatic effect.
I think like it was to tie it in with everything current.
Like, seeing just Superman and Supergirl standing there essentially saying, like, well, I guess this is it, maybe.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
That's not a very Superman
thing. I hope they win.
Like, this is not how these characters we've been reading for 4 years
Couldn't
would
they push
treat
it back
this threat.
Out? Yeah.
Maybe between both of them? I mean, I've seen him fly around the Earth and change time. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, that was pre-crisis Superman did that.
So, Batman, besides the fact that he's quote-unquote dead, should continue to follow New 52. Justice League, because it's Darkseid War, that's still going to be in New 52. But since we know they're not going to care about continuity, how do we know which characters we're actually reading about? Although Flash looks like that's going to be the New 52.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any big changes. I think just in the future, they're able to write whatever they want.
Mm.
So you want a Wally West story? They can do a Wally West story. I think your main books are still going to continue on.
There's going to be some sort of continuity for what used to be the New 52. I mean, it's still kind of...
But they can bring back a Booster Gold, Blue Beetle.
No,
you know, that's... You know, you don't have to...
They can write some of the...
You don't have to deal with Blue Beetle being killed.
Did all those characters get sent back to where they belong at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of them got sent to places they didn't really belong. Like Parallax.
Like, the only ones that didn't get sent anywhere were the Earth 2 ones because they didn't have a place to go.
Right.
Yeah. Which, that... seems a little weird too. If he could stop all this other stuff, why couldn't
and
he stop that?
The Earth 2 Society book, is it taking place on that planet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they find the ships and get everybody back.
And that's kind of what the preview for Earth 2 Society was all about. Did you get to read that one? It's in Booster Gold.
Yeah, it was Booster Gold.
It's kind of like a Civil War kind of deal, is what I.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Heroes against heroes for different ideas of what they should do with the planet. They want to terraform it, turn it into Earth.
Yeah, where, I read this. Yeah, I read it.
Where the Green Lantern seems to be more on the side of just
keeping it the way it is.
Yeah.
And the because if they terraform it, it's going to destroy the species that are already living there. Which I thought
but here's the thing: in this preview, none of the Earth 2 people from Convergence.
Yeah, are it in was there. It almost that's seems like they're on off. A new Earth 2. No,
yeah, none of the people from Convergence that were from Earth 2 are in this preview. That's what's making me think it's not the same place.
Because it was
Green it says on an unknown planet.
Green Lantern is there?
Not Green Lantern wasn't at.
Yeah.
On Telos.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, he was.
This is... I don't think this is Alan Scott, Green Lantern. You don't get a good look at him.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
But I know... Because it has...
We'll find out
Flash
next week.
Flash was there, too. Jay Garrick was there.
I don't know.
I took it as the basically they created the planet. They were wanting to wipe out the existing species of the planet where the other ones weren't.
Yeah.
They wanted to terraform it, turn it into Earth again with the machine. And that was kind of their thing. So it kind of leads
and
right
Dick Grayson's
into
Batman.
Dick Grayson's there. Yeah, he's there.
Which I don't like that.
What, Dick Grayson being Batman?
Because he was not
the
trained whatsoever as Batman in this world. So he suddenly has the suit on and he's Batman.
So it
maybe it'll be part of his struggle becoming better. Yep.
I won a cape from his contest last year. I didn't get those skills.
I have a mask.
Should have tried harder.
I don't see you wearing the cape, though. So how
that's
do we
true,
know
yeah.
you didn't get those skills? How do we know you're not fighting crime at night? See? He's getting hot.
What would you read, Pat?
Don't worry about what I read. I want you to answer the question.
Yeah. Can't trick us that easy.
I'm Batmite.
Batmite? That's it? Well, Batmite's pretty powerful, though. Oh, well.
So you didn't like Convergence?
I didn't hate
like
it. I didn't love
it. Like Josh's superhero, we figured it out. Like, right after we talked about that, he's like...
Josh is not Batman.
So all of you really enjoyed Convergence 8?
I liked how it ended.
Yeah.
Just, like, the openness that it left things.
That, yeah, it kind of opened up everything. A little better.
I guess. I felt like we're right back where we left off. Maybe I missed something, but I don't feel that
the current stuff is, but it opened up if writers want to use things and do things, they're not constrained.
You could go back to the Flashpoint stuff because that world isn't destroyed. You can go back.
Oh, yeah, but it would still be within that world, though.
Yeah,
not,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that Thomas Wayne is going to interact with, you know, New 52 Bruce Wayne or anything
right.
like that.
I wonder which worlds are back. They didn't really give us that.
So I guess
some destroyed.
I guess the
some...
map is outdated now for Multiversity.
See, I was wondering that too, because they did show the map in Convergence, because it was shown in there.
Yeah.
And then I was wondering if those were the blank Earths, the ones with question marks on them.
Well, there was only a few Earths
that
got destroyed.
So that's why I'm wondering which ones survived. Yeah.
Or, you know, a few societies that were destroyed.
Or maybe we're going above 52 now.
Yeah, because it's not the new 52 anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have to stick to that anymore. But, I don't know. I didn't think it was bad. Like, I didn't think the story throughout it...
It had some lulls,
like,
but...
Eh,
yeah.
But I think the ending opened up some things. And I liked a lot of the tie-ins.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, I still liked a lot of the tie-ins. There were certain ones that I didn't like, but...
The one thing that drove me nuts.
Time-consuming, though.
The one thing that drove me nuts, though, about Convergence, every single issue had some like glaring mistake in it.
Yeah.
In number 8, it was either 7 or 8. Guy Gardner was in his Green Lantern uniform.
Yeah, I did catch that.
And he said, "My red lanterns."
Yeah. He was in a Red Lantern suit the issue before, and then
why is he in his Green Lantern?
Well, he has both rings. He could just
yeah. There was a. A lot of that. My favorite was the Deathstroke one, where they couldn't figure out they wanted Deathstroke to wear a mask.
Wear a mask or have a mask.
No, that was
Suicide
Squad.
Okay.
Suicide Squad.
Now,
for me, the surprise of last week, sales-wise, was Fight Club. Apparently that was everybody's favorite book. What?
You're going to talk about it?
I'm going to talk about it. Well, I have to talk about it.
You can't talk about Fight Club.
Like,
WWE Rule Fight Club.
Damn. Okay. Well, it sold very, very well. And I got more in this one.
Once for Tyler, once for Colin.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why I double checked.
But I thought it was a really neat book. I really liked it. I've seen the movie once, and it was a long time ago. But
just once. Seen a few times. We won.
I thought it was good. But no, I thought the book picked up a little bit after the movie. But yeah, just he's been medicated to keep Tyler away, and he kind of has given up on the medication. His wife is in love with Tyler, but not him. And
oh, his wife is the Helena Bonham Carter.
I'm not sure if she is or not.
I don't remember what her name is.
Movie.
He did survive.
He survived.
He watched the explosion.
Yeah. But he has a kid. And the kid's a nut job, and it was just really interesting, really good.
You keep going through my list. Job too.
Marla, that was her name.
Yeah, Marla.
He comes in, she's old in that night.
Didn't you have some sort of contest with that?
Yeah, I'm going to wait a little bit until I keep selling, but yeah, I have some things to give away that apparently are selling for a lot of money online. So yeah. Be nice to me.
We're always nice to you.
Yeah, I know. So Mayday number 2. This is one from Black Mass that I've really been enjoying. This one is messed up. You can tell from the cover. I didn't really look closely at the cover. And yeah.
This is weird and then this being circled up there.
Well, no, he's in his astronaut suit.
Yeah, but why does that you have a big green circle around that?
But yeah, it's just
and why is he walking pigs?
You read a lot of weird stuff last week.
It is, yeah, but you hit that page and you're kind of like, okay. Yeah, pretty much exactly, yes. So, really weird, but I enjoyed it very much.
What's the dream you had last week?
Yeah, Mayday is an odd one, but I give it lots of credit.
The Hall of Justice.
Yeah, that's right. It looked like the Hall of Justice.
Another weird one. Surface Tension. Great art. I've never seen this guy's art before, but I enjoyed it very much. But it basically, at some point, all these people...
What the...
All these... They're just wearing masks. But all these people that live on this island started walking into the ocean and disappeared, and they never saw them again. And all of a sudden, it starts off with someone coming back.
Fish people.
And it's two people that they knew. And it's just this really bizarre story of, you know, what happened to these people. And then you get into, at the end, more of how this all happened. And just really... bizarre.
There were some crabs singing under the
sea. Yeah, but a really neat book. Some really neat ideas.
What is this, a Marvel book?
Sons of the Devil number 1. That's from Brian Buccellato.
Hey, how was that?
That was good. But basically, you got these people that have one blue eye and one red eye, and they are somehow children of the devil. But yeah, you know, like a little... And look, that's very Murphy, Riley Rossimo-esque art. But yeah, you're just kind of following this one guy as he's grown up and just weird stuff going on. And then you find out there's people trying to find him. Yeah, just really neat. Really neat book. $2.99. I like there's a lot there. That's a big book. And then I think, let me just make sure. Nope, one more. So, again, Run, Love, Kill. Love the book. Dislike the cover. So, the writer... can get mad at me again.
Do you feel like the cover just on its own isn't that appealing?
Or I have no problem with the cover on its own. It doesn't match the inside. Like I said before, it looks like a 3D modeled video game.
Yeah, it looks like a toy.
Is what it looks like, which is in no way similar to the art inside the book and doesn't have anything to do with what's inside the book. The book, again, it's about this town... Prygat, and they're walling it off, and it's going to become its own thing, and this girl wants out because she thinks really bad things are going to happen, and she wants out of this town, and they're basically trying to stop her from leaving because she has some sort of past, like a CIA type agent type thing. So, but really good, very interesting. But yeah, I just do not like the covers just because I don't think it's indicative of what's inside the book. And then everything else I have is Secret Wars related, so I can wait, let you guys go, and then we'll get to Secret Wars stuff.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Sure. We haven't heard from you in so long.
And you are?
Zombie Josh?
Oh, that's right. No, it was your wife that said you were a zombie. Or no, Adam said you were a zombie.
I thought he was going to become a Marvel zombie.
Debbie said he was a Marvel zombie.
What of these did I actually get to read last week?
I don't know.
We'll save conversion stuff for last. Deadly Class. Any of you guys reading Deadly Class?
No, I started it.
I dropped off that book, and it's not that it was a bad book. I think it got caught up.
In the past few issues, has gotten effing awesome. Mm. It has really like ramped things up and
censored myself.
It's ramped things up quite a bit, and it pulls you in many different directions. Like, not this issue, but the previous issue ended on a pretty big cliffhanger, and then this book starts, and the action picks up drastically, and there's a lot of, like, you know, like fist pump moments going on, just to suddenly, like, rip your freaking heart out towards the end. Like, it was just, I don't know, I loved it. It's, as soon as you find something to cheer for, they just completely turn it on its head, and it's been great. I've really loved this book the past few issues. Ivar Time Walker, number 5. So, this book also, from Valiant, I've been absolutely loving. It's the way it's been handling the time travel. Like, it shows you things that kind of come out of left field, and then they bounce around a bit throughout the course of the story, and somehow end up connecting the beginning of the story to the end of the story. Like, a couple issues ago, or maybe it was the last issue, where she was trying to save the scientist that is one of the, you know, main stars of the book, was trying to save her father from dying by changing history, and things kept, you know, getting in her way. And you saw different versions of her from different points in her, you know, travels throughout time in doing this. And this book is the same thing, where it starts off and you're like, I don't really know what's going on with these people and attacking this station. And then it jumps to the year 99-99 with Ivar talking to the Eternal Warrior. And just throughout the course of, you know, him putting his plan to effect, at the very end, it ties into how these people got there and who they are. And it's the way that it's handled time travel has been great. The humor has been great. Like, at one point when he travels to 99-99, you get the idea that he goes there and talks to that version of, you know, the Eternal Warrior on a somewhat regular basis. Because he shows up, Glaude sees him, you know, yells out his name. And at first he's angry to see him until Ivar says, I brought 5 guys. Just came from 2015, and it's everything works in the book. It's been great.
Cool.
Divinity wrapped up with issue number 4 last week. So this was good. My only issue is that Divinity has been played out as like this, you know, supreme godlike being, and it's giving you the feeling that this whole thing is, you know, him coming back to Earth after being, you know, to the edge of the universe and coming back again. You feel like he's only been there for a short period of time. But in this book, looks like he's talking to his dead wife and child that he never met, because his wife was pregnant when he left on his mission. So it looks like he's talking to them, but then there's a comment from the Unity team where they say that he's looking at projections of them, but then you get the feeling later on he's actually manifesting them. And you see this whole cult army that is, you know, following him, but I don't really know how this cult came to be that quickly, since the time frame doesn't seem to, you know, be that he was there that long. And then how the Unity team ended up beating him seemed a bit easy, considering how, you know, big of a threat he was in the previous issues. I mean, it was all good, just some of the things, you know, didn't make.
I mean, that unstoppable force was taken care of easily?
Yeah, but it looks like, well, not looks like they're definitely doing it. They're doing a sequel to it in winter, so Divinity 2 will come out in winter. Okay. I imagine it's going to be another miniseries. Suiciders?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to take number 2 home. Oh, so man.
That book has been
It's been really,
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, so, and that's another one of those books where the first issue led you to believe certain things about characters, and it's, you're constantly having your, you know, ideas.
You
got to
reevaluate, yeah.
So this issue essentially focused on the rise of, you know, one guy and the fall of another, or the starting of the fall of another. So we have the two main people, the Angel, who's this, you know, champion fighter in New Angeles, and I can't remember, what's the guy's name in the impoverished side?
I don't remember.
They said it like once, but I can't remember what it is. And this guy who, you know, off the boat came to the impoverished side of Los Angeles and has been working for this gang and got his first fight in, you know, one of the, like, shady underground, you know, fighting rings.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him, you know, completely decimate his opponent and against his will, you know, slaughter the opponent. And at the same time, you see the angel where he has fallen out of favor with his, I guess, you know, management.
His keepers, yeah.
So they tried to have him killed by messing with his suit, but he still managed to, you know, get out of the match. All right, and he clearly wants to get out of the limelight and become free. It's become clear that he's not quite as free as you thought he was in the beginning, and they don't want to let that happen because I guess there's some secrets to his past where he may not be who they think he is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reporter that's been trying to uncover that, and a lot of people are getting killed right and left. But it's been a really, you know, good, compelling story.
Yeah.
And I think, is that the only non-convergence stuff that I read last week? I think, yes. We'll go over convergence at the end.
Okay. Yes.
Dave?
I think my favorite book from last week was Sabrina, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, number 3.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Sabrina is nearing her 16th birthday, and it really kind of scared me how much thought the writer put into these satanic rituals
yeah.
And all this. And all,
scary?
No, maybe he's been to a few black masses.
Maybe
he knows what
it's like. Sabrina has to ride the goat side saddle into the woods and then kill it.
And
when
then kill
gets
the goat.
Off it and
well, Colin would have had a problem with this book though. At the beginning, mm-hmm. Did you see Madam Satan's eyes? She had one eye staring straight. This is the worst I've ever seen it though. And I actually thought I thought it was like part of the story, like, because you know how her face was actually just put on?
Yeah.
I thought something was up with her eyes, like, that she was actually having an issue with that. Because one was, like, aiming downward. So I was like, why is one of her eyes, like, not... And it turned out it was just...
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't catch that either.
I'll show it to you after. But
you haven't read it yet? No.
It had that. But all in all, no, it was good. It was really, really interesting.
It was really good. So Madam Satan is the head of the... Putting on Bye Bye Birdie with Sabrina and Harvey, and then Harvey stumbles across the ritual.
Yeah,
well, he was kind of sent to do that. My guess is that's not going to end too well for him.
No.
Although I would think it wouldn't end too well for Sabrina either, because they kind of made it seem like, you know, if it gets interrupted at that point, it's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. It's just such an odd book, because it really... melds in these horror aspects and some of the sweetness too of the Archie books.
Mm-hmm.
They explain it to her when she's an 11-year-old. Like, that's the prologue at the beginning.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're explaining it to her and she's just acting like a normal kid.
It's
really eerie because
But I think if you grow up in that, it's
normal.
But
I think that's what made it so eerie, because she did grow up in that, and that's just, she was just used to it. Because, like, she's explaining, like, well, when you get there, then you're baptized with unholy water.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, I was like, what's unholy water?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work exactly? But then I didn't want to know anything.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt,
But, it's a little darker, I mean, than Archie is. Archie's kind of humorous in some aspects. There's a lot of dark things that happen.
But it's generally,
this is a very, like...
Yeah.
More serious tone,
For being light, though, it really didn't kick me off of the book. I was kind of irritated that it was so light. Not this one, but when 2 wasn't coming out.
Yeah, this one came out.
It came out like 3 weeks later.
So, it's been really good. Just different.
Black Hood, number 3. That's from Archie's Dark Circle Comics. This has been really good. Very noirish. Art by Michael Gatiss is great. That's the story. The Black Hood, he's a Philadelphia cop He finds the guys who are setting him up with drugs, planted drugs in his house, and there's a battle in a cemetery. And so the police come and they arrest some of these guys, and Black Hood escapes, and he puts in a call to one of his buddies at the precinct. Don't read these guys their Miranda rights for 6 hours, because he can get to the top of the food chain here and find out who's above them and who's setting them up. He's setting him up. And he also, he's kind of back to a corner. He reveals himself to his speech therapist that he's the Black Hood, because he's been getting speech therapy after
this
shootout. Incident. The incident on the first couple pages of the first issue. So that's been a real good book. And last week's S.H.I.E.L.D., I think it was number 6. I don't know how the book's still going on since the Marvel Universe is no more.
details.
Don't ask questions, Dave.
Yeah. So is Deathlok and Bucky. That's the one I don't get, how Bucky Barnes, Defender of the Earth,
yeah, he's not
is
doing
still going
really
on
good.
With the Earth
he's
no
like,
longer in existence.
Things are really quiet right now.
Yeah.
Just floating around in space.
For the man on the wall, he must be looking on the other side.
Yeah, backstrokes in space.
But this issue was okay. It was this issue could have been an event in itself, because there's a Mindless Ones virus, and all the smartest people in the Marvel Universe are turning into Mindless Ones.
That happens.
I hate when that happens.
So
what'll happen to Fitz and Simmons?
Or Sky? Is Sky in this book?
She's in the book. Daisy. I don't know if she's in this issue.
She'd have to be Daisy.
She's in the next issue, because the next issue is Daisy and Mr. Hyde.
Now, are they playing her up as, like, Daisy we know, or more Sky we know from the show?
It's more Daisy, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I can live with that.
But, So Coulson and Maria Hill, and there's another agent, Jeremiah Warwick, who has been going through Doctor Strange's archives, and he has the head of an owl.
Sure.
Because that happens when you look at...
But he's not the owl.
He's not the owl. It's like, he looks like one of the owls from Autumn Lands.
Okay.
Okay.
And so they go, he casts a spell, and they go into the dark dimension to battle Dormammu.
Are we still talking about a S.H.I.E.L.D. book?
This is the S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like more like a Doctor Strange book.
To guard the entrance into the dark dimension, Coulson puts the dumbest people.
Sky.
In charge. The all-new in charge, so nothing can stop it. It's the all-new Howling Commandos.
But it's really the Monster Mash
Monster
people?
Mash
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Frankenstein's monster and Man-Thing.
There have been so many incarnations. Of
they're going to be in
Mrs.
Deadpool book next week.
So. Yeah.
Every time I hear Mrs. Deadpool book,
get it while it lasts.
In my head, I hear Mrs. Doubtfire book.
You can't do that like Matt did.
It's okay.
I'm okay.
In last week's Outcast, I mean, you read Outcast last week?
I didn't read Outcast. Okay. The previous one I mean, you could talk about it, because the previous one really...
Well, I'll wait till you read it, because nothing happened.
Yeah.
They did an exorcism. Cal did an exorcism, like the whole book on this little girl, Sherry.
Yeah.
And nothing is happening in
that's
the book.
That was my concern. Every book has been the same. They go find somebody, they try to do an exorcism.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes he accidentally runs into one of the people. They get all mad and kick him out of their house. That's the book.
Yeah.
Sounds like an episode of The A-Team.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
No, I wish if Murdoch was doing exorcisms, I'd be a lot better.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Was there a montage of them building something?
Yeah.
There's a vehicle
across.
For some reason, air at any point.
Someone with a welder's
mask
on.
All these panels showing Mr. T's hands doing something. It didn't.
Nobody knew what he was
to
doing.
This day, I can't watch somebody well without thinking of that song.
It didn't. Yeah.
I really, I find it funny that this book has like a TV show plan
for
it, because I'm just
it's just really treading.
They're not even
of...
focusing on the book, and I don't know what's going on in that, let alone a TV show.
Yeah.
This is the book that caused his eBay policy.
Yeah. It's temporarily eBay. You took all this down after a while. Your signs that you
two,
said
more
you
than
only
two
buy.
Two copies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Policy. Okay, I'm like, my eBay, I only made policy on eBay? What are you talking about? No, you're right.
Calling you out.
You don't even know
what
policies you have.
No.
You were staring at me like, it's a crazy man.
No, I'm like, my
Josh,
eBay.
Josh,
no,
you call me a liar?
No, I just didn't know, I didn't know what my eBay policy was.
Got it.
Well, if you don't know, how are we supposed to know?
No, my store policy regarding purchasing multiple copies. You can't buy 25 copies of a new number one because it's hot and sold out.
I like how they did, and they're only making what they bought it for, no?
$3.
Yeah, if that, they'll sell it for $1, maybe. Because it isn't. I've been checking eBay, and it really hasn't.
They just got to hold on to it for 5 more years.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was announced a year ago, so.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, it's not going anywhere. It really isn't. It's like...
Yeah, it was really boring, which is
like
the worst.
Once in a while, get to my cutting block where I'm just like, I'm done.
I'm surprised you've stuck with this book, because you didn't love the first issue.
I thought the first issue was really just didn't do anything. And then
I read it. It was enough to get me to come back for number two.
Yeah, and then two, I kept trying it. I just wanted to stick on it just to see, but like I try to give it like. Things don't have definite arcs anymore either, which is how I used to test a book, because I was like, if it survives an arc, it has a chance maybe, but like I don't want to judge it by the first issue, because if they're trying to develop a story, then I didn't give them a chance to develop that story. So in this case, though, I think I've given it enough that I'm just like, if each issue is just going to be that same formula every issue,
yeah.
You know, the covers are more exciting. Like, they always show something happening, and I'm just like, I open up, it's like, nope, just another exorcism that they either didn't do or they did do.
Does this still have... just another exorcism.
Does this still have Kirkman as to say his name, like, in the title?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think so,
I think he needs to just focus on something, one thing right now, and he's focusing on way too much, like, two shows, and a,
I mean, it's essentially the same show.
Yeah, pretty much. But, and then you got this. Who knows? So.
What are you doing?
Bolts just scored.
I thought you were calling him in from third or something.
No, that would have been.
That's all I have. Go with Pat.
Okay. Iron Fist, Living Weapon. It was the last issue of Iron Fist.
Forever.
Well. Yeah.
Is this called September All New, All Different?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be September. We're looking at November at the earliest now.
They're not stealing DC's Thunder?
No.
That's the what we know.
That was
now.
Part of the news is that
sorry,
issue 4 was supposed to be June 16th, issue 5 was supposed to be July 1st, and now issue 4 has been moved to July 1st, and issue 5 has been moved to August, middle of August. So
I didn't know if.
Yeah,
if other things were on time, if they're going to still launch other stuff.
Well, they might. They'll launch those before. Because the problem is you have San Diego in a month, so you know they're going to want to make all their big announcements about what's coming after Secret Wars in San Diego. So the concern is then, so first week of July, they're talking about what's coming in November.
When are we getting the old, all-new Hawkeye?
Yeah, any day now.
Next month, isn't it? Or is it this month?
I don't know.
Sometime
December. It slipped till November of 2018.
When are we going to stop saying all new on these Marvel books? I'm getting...
Well, it's all new, all different. So you're going to get all new, all different X-Men.
I don't know.
All new, all different Hawkeye.
How do people not make fun of Marvel for all new? All new now dot. All new, all different.
Because for some reason, it's easier to nitpick on Twix bars.
Yes.
Mm. Well, because the right Twix is just wrong.
I think the peanut butter Twix is delicious, but
I do too. That's one of my favorite things ever.
What in the hell are you two talking about? Peanut butter Twix?
Yeah,
I thought you were like you've
never had a peanut butter Twix.
Coming out of what are you talking about? Get back to the podcast.
I've had
like,
it. I think
peanut butter is ridiculous.
How is that better than the caramel?
I don't think they belong in the cookie aisle. I think they belong in the candy aisle.
I would agree with
they
that.
In the cookie aisle?
Yes,
I think they belong in both aisles.
I've seen.
You could market
them again, but I know I saw them in the cookie aisle one time, and it's like these are candy.
Do you feel that Samoas are cookies?
Those are cookies, yeah.
Samoas have caramel, cookie, chocolate, plus that's, coconut.
That's candy.
No, if it's completely coated in chocolate, I would categorize it as candy.
Yes. Okay, right.
Thin Mints?
Good point.
They have the right to talk about this because you have them in your store.
Boom. Mind blown. Not Thin Mints. Not Thin Mints.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for these questions.
Because those cookies were sold very quickly.
Well, we're going to have to come back to this next week. We're prepared, guys.
Remember the Seinfeld episode where Costanza had the candy bar lineup?
Yeah.
At the auto dealership.
Uh-huh.
That's what we need.
Anyway, Iron Fist Living Weapon was the last issue.
What does this have to do with cookies?
Zip it. So
he's getting to something all new and all different.
That's right.
Oh.
Right.
So the little girl, Pei, who we saw in the first couple issues, she's apparently going to become the new Iron Fist. So Danny Rand is going to be her Thunderer, which is the one that's going to teach her all this stuff. And one of the things that was kind of amusing in the story was he gives her basically the Book of the Iron Fists, and he said, don't worry about the pages that are blank. As you grow and you know, become one with the universe or whatever, those pages will reveal themselves to you. And, you know, her being a little kid, she's probably like 8 or 10 years old, she can already read the whole book and he can't.
So, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Intrigue.
And then it kind of ends with him and Luke Cage, you know, giving each other a pound and, you know, we're heroes for hire.
Oh,
hand pound. Take it, Baymax.
It's a Marvel book, so we're good.
And then the other one that I read that wasn't Convergence was He-Man, The Eternity War.
Is that over?
No. Oh, no, it's ongoing.
I'm
it's
on that.
It's at least
that.
Going into May. This was issue 6, I think, or 7, so this should hit the trade. So in the last issue, He-Man was with Teela, and basically they were talking about how kind of the end times are inevitable, you know, no matter what you do. And then basically He-Man's looking, he gets a prophecy where he's defeated the Horde and brought peace to Eternia, but he's made it a police state. Teela's his wife. And part of the reason why he does that is he never changes back to Adam. He stays He-Man the whole time. And it's the whole, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And, you know, at the end he realizes it's a prophecy and he's talking to the sorceress who is Teela. Basically what gets discussed is the reason why, you know, the power chose you is because of Adam. You know, that's your humanity side. No, not that Adam, because he ain't saving anything. But, and it was, there were like callbacks almost to the old cartoon in it where, instead of riding Battle Cat, he's now riding Panther, which was Skeletor's cat. Actually, Battle Cat was like a robe now, and Beastman was wearing it, and Beastman was like his number two.
Skin Battle Cat?
Yeah, Skin Battle Cat was wearing it as a cloak.
Oh my. What
the hell? Stupid Beastman.
Yeah.
So he needs to make him a cloak.
And then,
wearing a cloak.
Yeah, that's Battle Cat.
Yeah. So now they're, and, you know, so he sees this, and he broke basically this. It's not the power sword from the cartoon. He built a more powerful sword of power.
Sort of lightsabers.
Yeah, well, he built a more powerful one so he could stop Hordak, but he realizes that that's going to cause part of the problem.
Do they give, like, an explanation on how, like, do they actually show you how the swords are created?
He went down into Grayskull's forge. Like he had a forge in at the basement of Castle Grayskull and made it there.
Who's the woman who like gave him the power originally?
The sorceress?
Yeah, the sorceress. Zora. That's all they, okay.
She's dead.
Okay.
She died actually during the Masters of the Universe series.
Okay.
And Teela is now the sorceress. But if you remember the action figure, she had the snake.
Yeah.
So the way they explained it was she's the god for the snake men.
Okay.
Whereas the bat symbol that Hordak and those guys wear, that's their god, who is basically the same entity. And then Zor, who was the Falcon, was the one for the Eternians.
Got it.
So,
she transformed into.
Yeah, it's essentially it's all the same, you know, god. It's just, you know, no matter what, the end times are going to come. It's just a matter of who brings the destruction.
Hmm. Choose the destroyer.
Yeah.
How does that book do for you?
He-Man does okay.
It's one of those that seems like it's really a selected audience type book, but it's a very common show from the 80s, so I'm saying that like a lot of that generation might want it just for nostalgic value.
Yeah, and that's why I picked it up originally. But it's been a pretty decent story.
How does this do for you?
Did okay,
but yeah,
there's only one left
that's
on the
cool
shelf.
Though. Yeah, okay. Sometimes I want to pick surprised. Up a trade. I don't know if you have in the first trade of the Masters of the Universe, the first trade.
Yeah, I should have all the trades.
Because that's one I'd like to get at some point.
I never watched the show, so I don't.
It's time to read the comic.
You like the movie, though? Dolph Lundgren?
Yep.
See, I know nothing about He-Man, so that's why the book doesn't mean anything to me.
How about the Punisher movie from that with him?
No, I did not watch that.
The movie had Strickland in it.
Did you like Rocky?
Rocky?
He was in Rocky. He was the
Dolph Lundgren.
Four.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah. I know Ivan Drago. I found an action figure of his wife not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, snap. Oh, that's not like an
insult. Okay.
Yeah, well, your wife's an action figure.
Your wife's an action figure. I found your wife was an action figure.
All right, Adam, what did you read?
I read one with Sabrina, which we talked about. Are we going to talk about the Convergence books last?
We are.
We have them right here.
Yeah.
Stacks, right?
I read a lot of Convergence books, so if you wanted to.
You read anything besides Convergence?
No. Renew your vows.
Oh, that was today?
That was today.
Can't tell.
I thought it was last
Okay, week. So I'll go through some of the Secret War stuff I read. I'll leave the worst one for last.
Do that.
I bought those.
Ultimates didn't come out last
okay,
week.
Okay,
I'm returning them.
The week before,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Okay, so Inhuman, Adelan Rising, not bad, basically.
I like the cover.
Yeah, there was some interesting stuff with the Ghost Rider. Some interesting stuff in it. There's Ghost Rider, or he's G-Man. It's like a 1920s version in an old Studebaker or whatever it is. So that was kind of cool. And then you have Doom makes Medusa weed out somebody. There's this group, this rebellion kind of going on in these people. And then they have to go find out, and the place is the Quiet Room. That's where they have to, that's where the leader of this is. And then, so she sends her minion in, who can listen really well because she's got ginormous ears. And then at the end, it's, hi there, I'm Blackagar.
That's how ears work.
So it's a little different spin on Inhumans. Which still makes me very confused because we have this Inhuman book, but then we also have that
Uncanny
Inhuman that we got issue zero of with no indication of number one's coming. So why did we get a zero that really ended all like on a cliffhanger type thing? And we don't know when or if number one is coming. That's the old Marvel Universe. Would number one be part of the new Marvel Universe? Would the story even continue?
If the end of Secret Wars, all universes will be able to go back to the way they are.
People are going to be really pissed off.
Telos is going to send
because they said it's the end of the Marvel Universe. So could a story really continue?
I don't buy it. Like, that's what I don't buy, that it's going to be that. I think they're going to bring a few characters into it just to have a reason to bring those characters into it. It's all going to be that.
But I think when you had, with Convergence, there was never really any sales pitch that everything's going to be different after this. It was more, hey, this is going to fill up 2 months.
Yeah, there was. Dan DiDio released that whole freaking
video. But it wasn't saying the entire DC Universe was going to be different.
He was
he
was saying it was going to have a huge impact on DC Universe.
It would have an impact, but issue 41 was going to continue right after 40. No, but they never said that it was the end of the DC Universe.
No, but he made it sound like what happened to Convergence had this huge impact on the DC Universe, and it really doesn't.
It doesn't. It's going to have a change on how what things happen going forward.
I think with DC, a lot of people got confused when they released that statement saying that the New 52 is over. Like, they didn't say it was over. They said they were going to remove that little line. From
it's aggravating me so much every time someone says, well, New 52 is done.
Oh, I've heard it so many
times. It's not done.
It's not.
The imprint on the cover is done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dark Side War was a New 52 story. That'll continue.
Right. But, I mean, in Secret Wars 1, it said Marvel Universe ends 2015. So
it's just so many people that for years been saying, oh, this thing's a failure. This thing's horrible.
Right.
And now they just want to claim and say, well, they finally got rid of it.
That's because they did what a lot of people do, is they hear one part of the line, the New 52 title is going away, and they're just like, it's done. That's what they said. Don't need to read the article. It's done. You know, people don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, Old Man Logan, it's another $4.99 one. I don't remember if it had a backup story. No, it didn't have a backup story. My only concern with this was, like, the first 15 pages was this one big fight scene, you know, like that. I feel that's a bit of a cheat. Three pages. So, I mean, the art is great, Andrea Sorrentino, and Bendis had a real good... he was right there.
he did a cameo.
I bought it just for the art.
Yeah, but it was good because it really continued from the end of Old Man Logan. It definitely had the feeling.
It's not replacing that.
It's really continuing the story. Or not the story, but like the feel. But then it's neat because in it, Logan finds an Ultron head. And he's like, well, wait a minute. This isn't the right Ultron head. It's a Model 4, and there should be a Model 8. So he's like, what's going on? And then at the end, it has him going to the wall to find out where the Ultrons are, because they're on the other side of the wall. So that one was good.
That's kind of the feel that...
I don't know if it was a $5 book, but it was good.
It
is kind of thing.
It did come out today, but like that's kind of how that Renew Your Vows was. It didn't really explain anything that was going on with Secret, with the main event, but it got to that point by the end where it's like, oh, now it's going to tie in a little bit. Mm. You know, that's what it did.
I like that cover, too.
Yeah, well, this was... Let's show. Where Monsters Dwell... Neat book. It's you can kind of tell part of it they're just trying to renew the trademark on the title, mm-hmm. like DC does all the time, and Marvel does too. But
no, I really thought G.I. Zombie was going to last for forever.
Yeah, you never know.
but good. I didn't read it, but I heard it was good.
But this wasn't bad. It was basically, you know, Lost in Time type of thing. I don't know what in the world it has to do with Secret Wars though. At no point does Secret Wars...
Do you even know what part of
the... Do I remember it even popping up? But it was more just, you know, Lost World type thing. So not bad. I mean, it was Garth Ennis and Russ Braun, which was fun because they were on The Boys for a while. So that was nice. Secret Wars 2099, just basically a 2099 version of The Avengers. Not bad, but again, I'm not quite sure how it plays in with Secret Wars. But I mean, a neat story, but basically it was pretty much Avengers 2099. And that's about, I don't remember anything,
Substantial.
Yeah, there was nothing really in it to tie it into Secret Wars. Infinity Gauntlet, honestly, kind of the same thing. It wasn't bad, it's kind of like a post-apocalyptic world, where bugs have taken over, we don't know why.
That happens.
And it's this family, who their mom ran off to be a Nova, and now they're all getting attacked. And then at the very end, mom shows up and saves them as a Nova. So again, not quite sure what it has to do with Secret Wars, but
aren't they on the
Infinity Gauntlet?
Well, at one point at the very end, all of a sudden she kills this one bug creature, and there's a stone because they keep calling them stones. And then you see Thanos at the end, which doesn't make sense if you're reading Secret Wars, unless that's a different Thanos, which is fine. But then,
They're on the other side of the shield, right? Because the bugs are they have to be the Annihilation.
Oh, okay.
I bet that's what it is.
Okay, but it's not explained.
On the map, I thought they were on the they don't explain.
I don't.
It,
I
just had the.
I don't have a map to review.
They should have explained it in case anybody doesn't. didn't really focus
on. No, because, you know, it says, you know, clearly says where they are or nowhere.
Do you think we'll see that version of the Nova in the MCU at all?
This version? I don't know.
Like the Richard Rider?
Yeah.
Like
the more superhero version of the Nova as opposed to just
Well, but that's just, you know, they could use the power gem or power stone or whatever they're going to call it to increase the power of, you know, one, maybe, you know, or, you know, maybe they get decimated by Thanos when he comes to get it, because he's going to come to go get it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's like their last hope and there's just one left.
I kind of thought these characters, like, if they were on that raft thing, they wouldn't have showed up on the battle planet because they were safe, so nothing changed.
Well, he was talking about the MCU.
Well, that's what I was talking about, what you were saying about Thanos, and he, being that he's on there, you haven't seen him in Infinity Gauntlet, like, he's not a big part of it. So, I guess certain characters can't show up, I don't know, I was curious about that.
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk, my problem with Planet Hulk is the very beginning makes no sense. At the very beginning, you have all the Hulks, they see the Thor Corps flying over, and they attack them. And then the whole rest of this part was them being attacked and run away from the Thors. Oh my gosh, they killed my home, they killed my wife. Well, yeah, but nothing would have happened had you not attacked them first when they were just flying over. So just, that seems silly. And then it was interesting with, you have Captain America.
With Devil Dinosaur.
Basically like this. Yeah, with Devil Dinosaur. And he's sent on a mission into the Planet Hulk world to, I forget exactly what it was they were doing. And he wants to try to find Bucky, his old partner. And they start getting attacked, and then they get saved by a Hulk. And so we don't know who this is. Wow. So it ends kind of abruptly, only because it's a thick $5 book, and then you realize you have this backup story.
Why is he there? Like, why is Cap there?
He was sent there to do something for Doom.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I thought they couldn't cross borders.
Oh, yeah, okay, there's a territorial dispute with Greenland. The Mud Kingdom does not, he wants them to destabilize the planet, the Hulk, Greenland territory.
There was a trade dispute, and they had to send Jedi in.
Yeah. Okay, oh no, I'm down to the last two. Okay, we had Spider-Verse, which basically is kind of picking up at the end of Spider-Verse, where you have Spider-Gwen, who's kind of out of time, but then you also have Captain Britain Spider-Man, you have Peter Porker Spider-Man, and you got an Indian Spider-Man. It was okay. The art I did not care for. The art was just really off in some places. And again, this was a more expensive one. And it gives you a little Peter Porker backup story that really wasn't
Spider
that.
Spider-Ham,
yeah.
Spider-Ham.
Yeah, wasn't very exciting. And then the book that caused me to stop reading this weekend, Secret Wars Journal, that I just, it started off really bad.
The funny thing is, you've shown us some other wacky stuff you read.
Yeah.
For this to be the one that caused you to, like...
No, only because I read this. Well, I didn't like this one at all. I thought it was really just a waste of time. It was like a couple thrown-together ideas that weren't fully thought out. It was like, oh, here, just, you know, and I don't recognize the name of either of the writers. So I didn't care for it. And then when I picked up the next book, it was like, no. This one just, I felt burned by this, or I felt this was a waste of time. And it was just kind of, I could do this, or I could watch something on TV, or I could, and I just, it kind of got me to, I don't want to read another one like that, and I stopped reading. So, that's everything I read.
Convergence time?
Convergence time.
First up, Action Comics.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. So this is the one we had Power Girl and Superman going up against the... Red Sun, Wonder Woman, complete with Invisible Jet, which I hate. Invisible Jet.
You hate the concept of the Invisible Jet.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And Lex Luthor, kinda, because he was trying to work his own plan on the side to.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was that one or if that was Detective, but yeah,
it was that one.
From the first issue, I kind of got the feeling that Luthor would have killed Stalin if he could.
Yeah.
And that was what surprised me in that, is why he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't listening to Stalin, but he didn't.
Yeah, it was,
try and get rid of him.
Right yeah, now. It was kind of. I'm going to leave you here. Yeah. Which I mean, it's Stalin. You don't leave him around to create trouble. You got to get rid of him.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't anything great. I think what's throwing me off about some of these, like, it seemed like some of these cities are spread thinner than other cities. Like, here you just had Wonder Woman who's up against essentially two Kryptonians, while Superman, Red Sun Superman, is over there dealing with two humans in Ectopompus.
Yeah, that was, it seems a little lopsided.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they also had, what was it, one of them had Kandor, I forget which one it was, and they just said, no, we're not going to fight, and so Telos is like, you're all Superman, what the hell is wrong with you, and destroys them.
But yeah, it was alright, it wasn't bad. For the preview, we have...
That was Sinestro.
Sinestro preview.
Yeah.
So you're a Sinestro.
Yeah, I like Sinestro as a book, and it kind of, at the end of the last issue, or the issue, might have been the annual one of them, they already talked about how he knows he has a traitor amongst his group.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, does that again. The difference is now his daughter is a Yellow Lantern. She's wearing a Yellow Lantern ring.
Yeah, avoid whatever plagued the Green Lanterns and caused all of them to disappear.
Right.
So, here's my problem with it. And it's not really a problem, but I started reading Sinestro after, what was the last event? The last Green Lantern event.
New Gods.
Godhead.
Godhead, yeah.
Because I liked it a lot through Godhead, but then I didn't love those couple issues after between Godhead and Convergence. So I thought maybe it was just because they were, wrapping up some things. This preview, it wasn't bad, but I don't know if it really, sold me on continuing Sinestro, aside from the idea of what's going on in this universe without the Green Lanterns, that part I'm interested in.
Yeah, and especially since there's no longer a Red Lantern book or any,
I'm gonna miss that Red Lantern book a
yeah
lot,
it is nice to see that. But just as a character, I really like Sinestro.
Yeah, I like
as
Sinestro
the character
a
lot. Because he's evil, but in his own mind, he really does think he's doing the right thing.
He's a bad guy, but not necessarily a bad guy.
A bad guy. Yeah, exactly. And I like that. And I like the fact that,
You look bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was the only person that had Shaft on his pull list, so.
Blue Beetle.
That was okay.
I didn't get to a lot of them.
I liked it. It's kind of ridiculous seeing Blue Beetle, the Question, and Captain Adam up against the entire Legion.
Legion, yeah. It was just Captain Adam was the only one doing it. The other two kind of bugged out.
Whoa, don't discount whenever the Question.
Yeah.
Whenever the Question beat Brainiac with a riddle. But no, it was fun. It was.
It was a fun book.
Blue Beetle had some tactics going on. It was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did like the joking, so I'm your leader, right? And
yeah.
No, you're not the leader. You just have the best ideas right now.
And I think, from the end, it was clear that Telos knew what was going on. Wasn't fooled by their whole scheme.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't bad. It was a fun issue. The preview for this is for Black Canary. Any of you guys read the preview?
I did. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I think it's definitely geared towards the people that like Batgirl. It's written by the same writer from Batgirl. I like the art. And it does feel a little bit like, I don't know if darker is the right word, but definitely not as light as Batgirl is.
No, but, it's
more violent.
She's a rock star by day and,
Rockstar by night and superhero by later at night.
Yeah, it's kind of and I know I'm not the target audience for that. The preview wasn't bad, but it didn't kind of grab me and say,
yeah, and that's where I'm at. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was just from, an objective standpoint, it was a good book or a good preview, just not for me, I don't think.
Yep, that's kind of where I am.
But if you like Batgirl, I would say check it out. All right, Booster Gold.
I read it.
Finally.
Yeah, finally something. I liked the Booster Gold. Now this...
I thought it was kind of confusing.
Well, it was because, reading Convergence first.
Yeah. Well, first, it kind of gave it away of what happens. But I guess the last book dealt with him knowing he was dying. This one, him and Blue Beetle are trying to figure out something. This is pre-Flashpoint Booster Gold.
Yeah.
They catch up with him.
But it's not. It's pre-Flashpoint, but it's not. He's older. And that's because Mary he makes the comment, well, I'm from the future. Well, yeah, we know that. Your secret identity is not that, secret.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm really from the future. Because he even tries to give away that he's going to be killed and all that.
Well, he's from the future.
Not to trust Max Lord.
Blue Beetle that he meets in the future. So he's older than that, which would be pre-Flashpoint. This one would be pre-Zero.
Yeah, or
it's so he is kind of from their future, but not necessarily from his future.
And they said the other booster in here, the origin we saw in the first issue, is
the new
52
origin
of...
Which I don't think we've ever seen, because I don't think Booster Gold had a Zero issue or anything.
No, he just had that Future's End.
Yeah, the Future's End was... that was
they
his first...
They really haven't played him up that much.
No.
Except for Justice League International he was in. I don't know if they're even counting much of that. To save whatever Flashpoint Booster Gold, they put him into the Time Stream, which was what created Wave Rider... originally, but this is like a new Wave Rider that is Booster Gold. Really, it's all the same thing. But
sweet hair.
Yeah.
It's actually a really cool effect that they had in that with how it looked. You don't see that too much. Wave Rider always reminded me of Silver Surfer. He doesn't time travel, but he just reminded me of Silver Surfer. Yeah,
he does. Even like his facial,
even the name Wave Rider. It was confusing. I think it was my word.
Yeah, like, it wasn't bad. I didn't dislike it, but it was a bit confusing. The preview, Earth 2 Society.
I'm still on board. Like, the Earth 2 stuff after Convergence kind of... Convergence, the ending of Convergence kind of leads you into Earth 2 Society. And
yes and no, I'm still not sold on that this is the same planet, because reading this preview...
I'm going by, like, the end of Convergence where they were
coming makes sense. It makes sense that this would be that same planet.
Yeah.
But just from the preview, the fact that we didn't see...
What doesn't make sense is how did the raft or whatever they call the escape ship that they got off of, how did that get to Telos? Because it shouldn't have been there.
How did that... Because Telos was moved to Earth 2. To the original... Oh, no, it's not.
No, it isn't.
They
just stayed there.
They put it into another... Did they put it into the same universe? They put it into the Earth 2 universe, just not the same place in the solar system.
Right, so the question is, how did they get... Well, it wouldn't have made sense, because then Apocalypse could just...
They never really explained that.
No.
Not in Convergence. They showed, like, the raft coming, but,
I think that they should have done that here.
I don't know if it's the raft. I'm thinking of Secret Wars, but whatever that thing is.
You know, they set up the conflict there, which was fine for what the book's going to be about, but it would have been nice had they told you how the people from the raft
got there. Which they might be doing with this. They might have just gave you enough with this preview to show you what the gist of what's happening, and we might get more in Earth 2 Society. Now, the characters, like you were saying, I don't know about Alan Scott, because they didn't really show if that was Alan Scott. Yeah. Now, Jay Garrick was there.
And Dick Grayson was there.
But yeah, some of them weren't. Dick Grayson was bad.
Batman was definitely there.
Batman was there, but it didn't look like...
Jay Garrick was
there.
The
same...
It almost looked more like the Azrael version.
Yeah. Because that's not the Batman...
No, that was not
Dick Grayson was wearing at the end of Convergence.
No, he has a new... Oh, yeah, I don't know. But
they call him Grayson.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. That's how I knew it was him.
Oh, yeah, Grayson, where are you?
All
right, well then... Pat wins.
But Jay Garrick.
Pat wins.
Jay Garrick was definitely there. They did change his costume a little bit. They made him more Flash-like.
Okay.
It doesn't have the blue, I don't think, where he had blue pants.
Yeah.
And I think it's full red with the yellow and not like the side.
He has blue pants and full red.
I don't think he's the Flash.
Who do you think he is? Yeah, set me up.
Speaking of, who do you think he is? Did they ever tell us who Talos? Did they ever, no, they didn't tell us who Talos
no,
was.
No, and I thought that was a little odd.
Lame.
Like that,
right?
Yeah.
Lame, okay.
We only know that... Speaking of, well, it's kind of like we were just talking about Silver Surfer. He reminded me of Silver Surfer.
He was just like...
They plucked up a guy out of his planet, homeworld, and made him, like, a herald, basically.
Yeah.
He was like,
Brainiac.
I finally remember who I am. Later.
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Watch, you'll get a book. Talos. Talos number one.
The unknown.
He's looking for his home.
Crime Syndicate.
That was okay.
I didn't read this one yet.
I read
the preview.
It was...
I don't know how that happened, but I did.
Yeah, I mean, it was just okay. Basically, Owlman...
Who has a stupid hat.
Yeah, the costume is kind of weird.
I don't like the
but, yeah, Owlman is... He doesn't care if the society gets destroyed because... not Wonder Woman. Superwoman.
Yeah.
He thinks is already dead. Because she was supposedly sent to the electric chair. But as soon as the dome went down, she became immortal again.
Which we all assumed that, right?
Right.
The first issue.
So she shows up and fights Wonder Woman at the end, and then the earthquake happens, and you don't know... You know, you see Wonder Woman come out of it, but you don't know whether... I keep wanting to... Lois Lane, Superwoman,
yeah,
is actually
they
dead
were
or not.
Fighting the weirdest group that I have no idea who they were. Like some sort of future Justice
League. Yeah, it was like a 34th century yeah. Justice League or something.
Wasn't that the group from 1 Million?
Yeah, I was thinking
that.
It could have
been,
that's
yeah.
The only thing
yeah, because
think
that's
of.
The same symbol on the chest as the dude from 1 Million.
Mm-hmm. That must be.
And Owlman has the stupidest costume in his
season. Back to that. He does. It's just... Old Owlman was really stupid. They fixed that a lot.
Yeah.
No, like, his face is... Well, he's a criminal. He doesn't care, I guess.
My whole face is
but
showing, and I'm wearing
enough to wear
what looks
owl
like
hat.
A live owl's head on my... as a hat.
Looks like he killed X the Owl.
Yeah.
Cut his head off and put it on.
How many looks now?
one, <yeah.
laughs> Henrietta Pussycat is out for justice.
Yeah.
The preview in this one was for Cyborg. What did you think of that?
I thought it was okay.
It was very pretty. I like the art in it a lot.
Yeah. I don't like that it's coming out a month late. That kind of bothers me. And it's not just a month late. It's at the end of July. One of the things that they did in that... and. Yeah, throughout New 52, you know, Cyborg was a very serious character.
Okay.
And then he went all Teen Titans Go on her, booyah, and
yeah,
shot me a little laser.
Like,
that was a little
he
strange.
He did not sound like the Cyborg that we've been reading for.
We got the Teen Titans Go one.
Yeah.
They got switched and converted.
I mean, it better than Thigh Highs and Garter Belt Cyborg that's in the Teen Titans book.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
His dialogue did not sound like Cyborg that we've had in this universe at all.
Is this the... I can't remember if I read this. Is this the... In the preview was... did he get a new armor?
He did, but it was... what happened
for,
was he was...
For what, the third time?
No, he was killed.
Yeah.
And then, like, his operating system took over and basically created this new...
Which I don't know how
the movie Justice League War.
Okay.
You remember like how his suit morphed into different
yeah.
things? That's kind of what's happening there.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah, I am curious. Like, part of me wants to read number one to see what's going on, even though I didn't love this because I'm reading like they face greater threats, seemingly greater threats than what they're facing right here, which looks like a bunch of little troll guys and one guy in some armor, and yet. Even if you have all these heroes there, he just gets completely, like, ripped apart.
Yeah.
That happens. Mm-hmm. When your Teen Titans go, you're not expecting... you're expecting normal
yeah.
situations throughout
yeah.
life, like, trying to get changed for the laundry matter.
But the whole regeneration thing and secrets of his suit, kind of cool. Detective Comics.
I like that.
I liked it as well. I didn't like... Well, I didn't like as much the first one.
She's the one who gets killed in Convergence, right? Because remember, she runs into the shield? Like, all of them are running it's like three characters are running towards like the force field.
I think so, yeah.
And then she's like, ah, and that was it.
I like the first one a lot more. Her dialogue and actions were getting on my nerves after a while. Like, after a while, like, why? What's wrong with what?
Just keep shooting Superman.
Yeah.
Like, don't you get, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
But I really like the interaction with her and
that
the Batman, the Red Sun Batman. And then at the end when Dick Grayson puts on the bat suit and he said, yeah, you're right. I realized it after talking to...
The symbol.
Yeah, it's the symbol more than the man.
I like the art in it. It was kind of scratchy, but
yeah,
I liked it.
That's in coverage.
And what
the,
was...
The previous Flash.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's just a continuation.
It's interesting, though. Like, this is setting up for Professor Zoom. And
he's kind of got, like, a different group of rogues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To try and take down Barry Allen. But it was good. One thing that I noticed in this, they were really doing a lot of...
His suit was different.
His suit was different, but they were doing a lot of, like, play on how the panels were done. Reminded me of back whenever Buccellato and Manipul were on it and how they really mix up the panels mm-hmm. and the pages a lot. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Infinity Inc. I didn't get to read this one.
I thought it was just okay.
I like the first one.
Yeah, the first one was good. Basically, you know, they defeat the threat and the old Justice Society tells them, you know, you guys earned your stripes. You can be part of the Justice Society. It like I say, it was just okay.
The preview in this one was for Batgirl. It's another ongoing. It was almost like she was trapped inside some video game or something.
That might have been the one preview I didn't read because I don't remember reading that.
Like the art's good. It's pretty, but it was kind of wacky, the story to it. Again, not bad, just, you know, not really for me, but if you like the Batgirl book, then it seems good. Justice Society of America. I like this one a lot, with the
like
older...
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'll get to that.
And that actually tied back into the Infinity Inc. at the very end.
Yeah. Maybe I did read Infinity Inc. then. I remember
remember at the end of Justice Society that, you know, they...
Oh, yeah, I did read this. Never mind.
They had said that they were going to go and talk to the Infinity Inc. guys.
Yeah, sorry, I'm wrong. Yeah, this was all right. Not as good as the first one, but yeah.
Yeah.
Infinity Inc.
What was... And I don't remember where they said in Infinity Inc. or Justice Society, you know, that the year that they were living outside the dome or under the dome... They were lucky to stay alive because without their powers, they were basically getting old. I mean, you know, they were aging rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, kind of a different take on it. It wasn't bad.
It had a lot of heart. Like, it was just, you know, a feel-good kind of...
That's what I thought about the first one, because, like, when they all decided, like, we're gonna do this even if we have to die afterwards. Like, this will be our last hurrah. Yeah, and it was, It's really decent.
So the preview in this is Superman, Wonder Woman, and this is...
That's,
I guess,
part of the Truth storyline.
The third Truth preview. So this one starts off with Superman going up to the satellite, and he is bleeding and very injured. And
a lot
hobbling.
Of these he's bleeding and very injured, including, like, today's Action Comics, he's bleeding and
very injured. Not reading any of the Superman books, I was kind of like, how did that happen? I mean, I read the Divergence Comics or whatever it was that was on the free comic book day, but he wasn't bleeding like that at the end of that.
I was actually for, like...
What? And he punches out the Flash.
Yeah.
Well, this whole Truth storyline kind of was making me decide if I wanted to keep Superman on the list, because I didn't want to add, like, a bunch of tie-ins. But then, these previews kind of sold it to me, because I thought the idea
of it
sounded
good,
kind of intriguing.
The way the previews look to me, I don't know if it's going to be a, like, part one's here, part two's here, part three, or if all three were just kind of in that same, like...
I think they're going to be a part.
No, I think it's
in
parts.
I think previews had them in parts, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I didn't like that, because, like, I don't read Superman, Wonder Woman, but I read Batman, Superman.
Batman, Superman, the preview for it was kind of cool because I wasn't thinking we have a completely different Batman now, so it's a whole different dynamic.
So, I thought the whole idea of him, his identity's out, stuff like that, sounded interesting.
So in this preview, he's capturing a ship to try and fly himself directly into the sun, thinking it will power
usually
back
that's
up.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's how that's he died in Superman. All-Star Superman.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what caused,
And then it ends with him telling Wonder Woman he doesn't love her anymore. Mm. Sorry, Colin.
Speaking of All-Star Superman, did you see that on the in the news that they're bringing that line back?
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Okay.
I saw that in Bleeding.
They changed
cool,
the name of Section 8 to All-Star Section 8.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
They could change it to whatever they
want.
They
can do whatever they want.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, they're not bringing back the All-Star line.
That was my least favorite preview of all these previews was Section 8.
Yeah.
Maybe because I didn't read the original stuff. Yeah. It just didn't make sense to me. Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters. I didn't get to this one yet.
Yeah, that was a little weird. They teamed up with Captain Nazi or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Captain Nazi. It probably was not his real name, but I don't remember what his name was.
Super Nazi?
Yeah. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything to...
I liked the first one until it got to the Batman robot, which wasn't the Batman robot that we knew from Future's End.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It was not very good. Like, it was... It almost looked like that X-Men that looks like he's made of electricity. What's his name? I forget. He was the... I don't remember.
The blue and white one?
I think so, yeah. I forget his name.
The preview, and here was Harley Quinn. So, starting off the whole gang of Harleys thing.
Yeah, there were a lot of puns in there, and
I love it. To be honest, I felt like some things were just
it was forced. Some of it was very forced.
I guess that's an ongoing thing with the Harley book. Like some when it's on, it's really on. But when it doesn't work, it really is like grating how it doesn't work.
Yeah, and it's what I think. You know, it was a cute joke at first.
It's like 8 pages of the same of this joke.
Yeah, of her making. Yeah, it's like okay, we get it. You're gonna make everybody's name something Harley Quinn. Yeah. You know something.
And like an explanation each one finally is like, all right. Are these 8 pages over yet?
Yeah, which is disappointing.
Kind of like when Captain America said a swear in the Avengers movie. They just kept going and going.
But it was so funny.
Gave it 2 S.
Shazam.
I liked it.
Where's the lightning?
Yeah, he said it the last time. I was like...
I'm torn on that book.
I didn't get to read it yet.
It's very much the old Fawcett Shazam.
Yeah. I like the first one.
The way they talk and everything, it's very...
Calling him the big cheese, big red cheese.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of that day. Nothing wrong with it. I just don't know how well it plays for a modern audience, and that was part of the problem.
I didn't know who was attacking
it was
city.
The
was it Batman? With the Zeppelins?
No.
Because it was because he said like that he was keeping the...
No, they went to... And it was Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah.
They went to that Gotham
to
attack.
Well...
And then
Shazam
somebody
went there, they stayed there to deal with.
There was
Zeppelin,
a little worm guy, the little worm guy,
Mr. Mind.
He was mind controlling
everybody,
because like they had, you know, the Gotham by Gaslight version of the Joker. They drew in a Harley Quinn who wasn't even a character when Gotham by Gaslight.
There were all
came
these
out.
The Gotham by Gaslight villains that were kind of Victorian.
Yeah.
Looks to them, which actually they were kind of neat looking. I thought they did cool on the art and the styles of like Riddler and Two-Face, and then you have Penguin who fits into everything.
I really like the Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze was cool. He was kind of in
a scuba suit. Yeah,
and Man-Bat was just basically Man-Bat. Joker had like this long like trench coat on.
It was very
Jack
the Ripper. Yeah,
and he was carrying like this little like knife. It was interesting. It kind of jumped real quick at the end, I thought, where they were just like, oh, that's who the bad guy is.
You know,
it was just a little quick, and I was just like, there isn't really... How do you figure that out? Like, he kind of explains it, but I was just like, okay, I guess.
The one thing that was in there
I like the art. I really did like how it looked.
There was one point in there where they had... It was like split screen where it was Billy, and then
they were
Captain Marvel.
After he was, like, electrocuted.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, you know, it was showing an internal, we got to fight this. And
I thought Batman, even for Batman, was too prepared. Because he was like, I'm going to shoot him with fire. And now I have these, like, he knew to lead him into these electric, like, prong things that were sticking out of the ground. That if he shocked Shazam with it, it might pull him out of the belly. Yeah, kind of like, yeah. And
I was just like, he is Batman.
He is Batman, but I was just like, he doesn't know that much about Shazam, like, for electricity. So usually he has a reason. Like, he studied it for a while, not like, oh, well, I know electricity's got... I thought he was just ready to kill somebody, because if it was anybody regular, then there wasn't Shazam, they would have been dead.
You're not supposed to question Batman.
I know, right? Yeah. I shouldn't.
He's Batman.
Yeah.
The preview in this one was for Constantine the Hellblazer. Yeah.
I didn't like the art in this. But
I didn't at first.
The story was fun.
Isn't it Riley Ross? No, it's not Riley Ross. Well, no, it might be.
It's it is Riley Ross.
Yeah.
No, what I didn't like at first getting out here, I was like, Constantine looks too like chiseled face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like the panel above that one that you were just pointing at. He was just in a daze. Like, and it was just like, and I was like,
I would agree, as it got into the demon stuff, it looked more appropriate.
Once it got more supernatural, it
looked more appropriate, but I'm not a great, big fan of that art style.
I'm hoping it goes in the direction of more of that supernatural stuff, or the other one is more about, him in a war with a bunch of other, like, what did he call himself, like a warlock or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I think it is, because the tone of this, I mean, supernatural, and he kind of had that tone like... whatever, he doesn't really care.
I want to see, like, each arc, kind of like the show was, where he goes against something different supernatural, which is, like, kind of what the original series was like, of Hellblazer. That's what I'm wanting to see. Not necessarily a long, drawn-out arc where he's, like, going up against, like, one thing at all times. I want to see, like, each, like, few issues, he's going up against one mystery and another mystery. That's what I want to see out of this book.
But no, I enjoyed it. I liked it. At the first, I wasn't sure, but I liked it quite a bit by the end.
Yeah.
So I'll be adding that.
Go ahead.
Mr. McMahon.
Oh, God. Not this book.
World's Finest.
I didn't read this. I just read the preview.
I read the first one, and
it sounds like you
I got through the middle of it, I just skimmed through it just to see what happened.
Because it
was boring.
Yeah, I'd agree. And the second one was boring.
Is this the one that had the journalist and Mr. Ed? And
I wasn't interested. I tried, and I was just like...
I
want to go read something else.
Who were those characters?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is old.
And it's the story-wise, it was just him talking, and I was just like,
yeah,
I'm done. Like, I couldn't finish it.
The preview was for...
We kept it a really good review, but...
No, I'm not,
I'm not going to lie about it. It wasn't great.
People already bought it, the store, so...
Too late.
We didn't hurt
that's much, why we, so. That's why we review after the fact.
Yeah. This sucked. Move on.
The preview is for We Are Robin.
Dun, 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 dun.
By Lee Bermejo and Jorge Corona.
Anybody read it?
I read it.
What'd you like?
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it a lot. At first, because all the dialogue is done through text messages.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, oh, this is going to be really irritating by the end of this preview. Yeah. But it kind of worked, and it didn't bother me like I thought it was going to.
Is it... it's Pat, Duke.
It was distracting to me. I like the concept of the book. Don't get me wrong. And the story that they showed in there was interesting enough. But if that's how the book's going to be, where all the talking is going through text, I'm not... it's just not for me.
You know what I think it did... a good job of, though, like, what was going on, and the art was dark and gritty enough to make the book appeal to, I think, like, this audience, us,
mm-hmm.
but it still had a tone that could appeal to, like, a younger audience. So I feel like this is almost a bridge between, a Batgirl currently and Batgirl from before, or detective. Like,
now, here's the one thing I liked about this is this could...
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if they have an audience for it and people are buying it, then great, make it like that. But I just throw these previews. I really think that DC is taking to heart trying to provide something for everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good move.
But this looks, like something that absolutely would have happened at the end of Endgame,
mm-hmm.
where, there is no Batman at the end. They tell him, take your city back. And that's what they're
doing.
What
did happen at the end of Endgame? Because Robin wasn't anywhere around in Endgame.
Well, but that not everybody's going to call themselves Batman, but anybody could be Robin.
I know, but it's funny because in Batman, we haven't seen a Robin in how long, and suddenly it's like, we have hundreds of Robins, even though the actual Robin in his preview is off running around doing something else across the world.
Yeah.
He just does whatever he wants.
And like I said, it's not that I dislike that preview at all.
Yeah.
It's just what I like best about Damian is his interactions with Dick or his interactions with Bruce.
You're always like, you always give that.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Go on.
Anyway, okay. So that Chuckles over here doesn't continue. His interactions with Mr. Grayson or his interactions with his father.
It's better. Be more formal. You don't know Dick.
That's where I like Damian the best. I think him off being on his own, it's going to be harder.
Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't a bad preview. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. Has Patrick Gleason written anything before, or is this his first time writing?
I don't know that he's written anything.
It looked good. The art was good.
No, the art was very good.
He's doing art and writing. He's co-writing with someone, I think.
I like the Damian character.
Yeah.
I like him more because of his interactions. Yeah. And it, you know, he's really a character where if he goes back to his, you know, kind of internal compass, it's going to be kill.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know,
Which doesn't seem like that's what he's going
to
do.
No, it's very, you know, it's very much nature versus nurture. Yeah. And, you know, his father didn't want him to, but, you know, his mother trained him to kill. So.
And as for We Are Robin, I think I'll at least check out the first issue or so.
And I may too. As long as it's not all the dialogue is done via text, you know, then it's a decent concept.
I don't think they could do the whole thing via text. I'm sure they'll incorporate that a lot, but we'll see. What do you think, Dave?
I'm with everyone's opinion here.
Wow. Way to make a stand, wow. Dave.
Okay, so I need to get going. So, we'll talk at you next week. Here's next week. We have, 1602 Witch Hunter Angela. We have 21st Century Tank Girl, number one. Wow. I know people like Tank
Why
Girl.
Why is everything in a different century in here? Or something?
I don't know. Well, this is the 21st century.
Okay. It's all new and all different.
Just they kind of obsessed with
it. It's all new, all different, all special tanks.
We got Batgirl trade paperback number one, the new Batgirl, Batgirl Burnside, volume one. Batman 41. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, Secret War tie-in. Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps. Chrononauts number four. Constantine the Hellblazer number one.
Is there a movie variant for Chrononauts number four?
Yeah, there is a variant. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's Butch Cassidy or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Descender number 4 and Detective Comics 41, Earth 2 Society, Ghost Racers number 1, Secret Wars, Harley 17, Harrow County number 2, number 1 was really good, Inferno number 2, Secret Wars, and Inhumans Adelan Rising number 2, those are coming out really fast. Injection number 2, number 1 was quite interesting. Canon, The Last Padawan, number 3. Marvel Zombies, Secret Wars. Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos. Woo! Nameless, number 4.
He's trying to do Mrs. Deadpool.
I was trying, I'm sorry. Rebels, number 3, Pat. Red Hood and Arsenal, number 1. Saga, number 29.
Which book?
Saga.
What was that?
Saga?
What we would call Saga?
You might. San Hannibal trade number, or for San Hannibal trade paperback, so I will be pushing that on you guys. Secret Wars 2099 number 2, Secret Wars Journal number 2, I will not be reading that. Section 8 number 1, I'll throw one in Josh's folder.
Throw it back at you.
Spider Gwen number 5.
Is that the one with the weird characters?
Yeah.
Spider Verse number 2. Starfire number 1. Starve number 1, that's a new one from Brian Wood. Ultimate End number 2. Walking Dead 142, We Can Never Go Home number 3.
We want to go home.
And Weird World number 1.
Is he threatening?
Adam's favorite.
Yeah. He's threatening us.
No, he's not.
It's like, we're not going home.
So, that's what we got. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
abilities in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 6-1 race. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtape still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. A second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes.